This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Okay, we're going to start with Randy and Evie Quaid. It's been a while since we heard from those crazy kids. So just to sort of go back over some of their history, they started making videos a few years ago talking about how there's star killers.
Star whackers.
Yeah, that's it. The star whackers of Hollywood. And how they were targeted.
They said they had a particular star that had died that they said
was whacked.
They?
I don't know.
All right, go on.
It's just crazy talk anyway. And he looks crazy. You know, he just has that look. Like, if Dennis Quaid looks like a normal dude, like his brother.
Dennis
just
Quaid doesn't look that normal either, though.
Well, lately he's a little more jacked up than he. But he was more normal looking.
Sure.
You know, Randy's always been kind of kooky looking. So.
Which helped him. I mean, that those vacation movies, he is perfect.
He's great in Independence Day. He's the crazy MF-er who flies his plane right up in there, sacrifices himself for planet Earth. Figured it out.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, Randy. Thanks for saving us. So the Star Whackers are out to get him and his wife. And there was all this weird stuff, like they were living in someone's guest house, and the people
didn't know. Well, they also destroyed a hotel. I want to say it was in Santa Barbara, but also one in Texas, where they'd gotten in trouble because they didn't pay their bill, and they'd caused damage.
Right.
And then ran.
And then they were up in Canada for a while, right?
Right.
Like hiding out.
That was where the video, I think, that we saw where
she's porno.
Got a mask on.
She has like a Reagan mask on, and the dog is right there watching the whole thing happening.
Right. And was she topless or?
Oh yeah, no, they were. I think it was like a porno, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They were doing stuff.
I don't know.
Oh, he was behind her, right? Or something.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Well, so they're out there. They're now being sued. Surprise, for trying to scam their way. Here's the story. They owned a house years ago, sold it years ago. It's actually transferred. They sold it to one couple who sold it to another couple, and then that couple's now trying to sell it. And they're like, oh, no, that's our house. You can't sell it. So they've gummed up the works for this couple who are like, this is our house. And
well, they can say whatever they want. That doesn't.
They're being sued by a couple who are alleging that the Quaids are trying to claim they own the home that they currently live in, despite the fact that they sold it 25 years ago. According to court documents, the Turici family say they bought a house in Santa Barbara in 07. They paid $5.3 million for it. So it was a nice house in 07. And since that purchase, they've put $2 million into it. They've improved it.
It's a lot of money.
The Turicis did not purchase the home from the Quaids, but from the Bermans, who purchased it from the Quaids in 1993. But in 2016, the Quaids contacted their lender and said, we own that place, and you know, the Bermans didn't have any right to sell it to the Turicis, who now own it. The Quaids say that the deed that transferred the home to the Bermans was fraudulent, their signatures were forged, and they had no idea the property had been sold. The Turicis say, you guys filed for bankruptcy in the year 2000 and you claim to have zero in real estate property. So you knew you didn't have a house then. That would indicate that you had zero homes. And they pointed also to the fact that Randy and Evie moved out of the home and the Bermans lived there for 15 years before they sold it to the Turicis.
Where are these two jive turkeys now? Where are they?
I do not know.
Physically at?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Can we find the location?
Yeah, I don't know.
Of
they're still in Canada.
Of Randy and Evie Quaid. Right. Where are they causing trouble from? Like, these poor people. You know, they're just trying to live their life in their house. Sell it if they want to. They've clearly put some money into it.
Do you want to know where they are?
That's a lot. For a $5,000 house, you put another $5 million house, you put another
Sounds like a major renovation, right? Almost like they tore it down and built a new place.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
They're in Vermont.
Oh, are they?
All right.
Huh.
Oh.
You see that?
Yeah, the couple were arrested in Vermont while crossing the border after being ordered by Canada to return to the U.S.
So they got kicked out of Canada, and then they got, and they were hiding there because they were going to get arrested. What were
I guess that's her home state.
Oh. Well, good for them. So that's what the crazy Quaids are up to.
Hmm.
Randy and Evie.
All right.
I always like to see that pop across the news.
Like, they're so frightening,
what are they
though?
Up to? They are. Well, they just seem legitimately, like, feeding off each other's crazy, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd think one person in the couple would go, I always wonder about that. You know, the husband and wife, they're like, I mean, and horrible things that husband and wife teams do together, like lure children or,
right.
You know what I mean? All these things that they clearly both knew about, like, what is it in both of them that when they got together, suddenly this whole array of crazy became possible?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, usually what you need is someone to tell someone, oh, no, that's crazy. You can't do that. And these
right.
people just aren't those people to each other. They're like,
let's ramp it up.
They're enabling. Oh, really? Oh, you just want to do this? Well, what if we did this too?
And pour alcohol on it.
Oh my God,
yeah,
great idea.
God knows what other drugs. Yeah.
right.
Oh my God, you know what would be great right now? Meth.
Yeah.
Bath salts.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. President Trump was on 60 Minutes on Sunday night. And a lot of people noticed a painting that was in the background in one of the scenes. It's a painting that Trump had purchased and hung in the White House. And it's a picture. Let me see if I can give you the full. Let's see. Hold on here. It's a painting of Trump seated at like a table, you know, like in a bar or something, in a place of fun. And it's
That's a picture of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's painted into it. It's a very, very flattering portrait.
It looks like the great Republicans of...
Right. It's like
Abraham
Lincoln, Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, the Bushes, Teddy Roosevelt, and other Republican presidents who all have booze near them. But he's got a Diet Coke. I don't know if you can notice that in the picture there. So... I don't know if they discussed this painting during the interview, but it was hanging on the wall. Here's a picture of him talking to her, and there's the painting hanging on the wall. But I guess enough people figured out who had done the painting to contact the artist. Like, his sales are through the roof right now. He said that they say artificionados are calling it tacky and trashy, and also ridiculously and slimmingly flattering. But there are plenty of people who love it and have ordered it.
Who is this guy over his shoulder?
Is that Roosevelt? Looks like him.
No. Standing over his shoulder.
Is that Ford? Ford right over his shoulder right
is
there?
Is that?
In the blue?
I don't have it in color.
Oh.
And that looks like Eisenhower, right?
Yeah, that's Eisenhower.
And there's the Bushes.
That does look like Ford, though.
That's Nixon.
Okay, that also looks... The guy standing over his shoulder also looks like one of those preacher dudes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jimmy Swaggart or something.
Not Swaggart. Anyway, I don't know. I'm looking at that picture
president,
going,
though.
Okay.
Just so funny. I love how Trump is just...
Whatever.
He looks so happy to be with all those past presidents. So anyway, the guy who painted this thing has gotten... I guess he woke up the next morning, Monday morning, with 25 new orders. It's called Republican Club. And they typically get... do sell this thing, and they get about 3 orders a day, and then 60 additional orders came rolling in within an hour. So he got a million orders for this yesterday.
For that? Oh, not to commission other art.
For a print of this.
Oh.
Which, by the way, sell from $59 to $1,700, depending on how big and...
Dude, do you remember when I moved to work with you in Philly, we were at DRE, this is the Sarah and Vinny Show... The very beginnings. I rented a room from a dude who was a dentist who worked out of his home. He actually had a dentist office.
Like in the downstairs.
Yes. He had a giant Reagan painting over his mantle. And he was hardcore Republican, which is fine by me. I didn't care. Except that he was shoving Republican propaganda like... under the doorway, like cramming it.
You had like attic room or something?
I was in an attic room and I'm on my little futon. And like the room, I had a chair, a TV, a little teeny TV, by the way, and my little futon. And I could hear stuff scraping along the floor under the doorway. and it would be NRA crap and others and right. more.
Oh my God.
It would be, all hours of the night.
Then you would get home from like a gig and he'd open up the door and he would think everyone was asleep, but he'd see the guy's glowing coal of a cigarette just sitting watching for him in the living room.
Sitting in a corner. Just quietly.
Yikes.
Yeah. Smoking.
Was he alone? Did he have a family there?
No, it was just him.
Just him and you.
And me.
How far from the station was that?
I want to say I drove, 15, 20 minutes.
Oh.
But I was running out of, DRE had put me up in the old folks home that was right near the station, but I was running out of time and I really couldn't stay there anymore anyway.
Yeah.
It was really not
not your scene.
It's not the right place. So this guy actually, I make jokes and I'm telling you this story and I'm, he saved me. When I called him for the room, he goes, yeah, I'll take you in. Come on over. And I was just like, I'm saved. I had a couple things and I needed a place badly.
Yeah.
And had no money.
Well, and we only had to live there for a few months,
Well, I didn't know that at the time.
I know.
I was.
Would you have just stayed?
I don't know. Well, no.
Were you paying for that room? Do you know?
I don't remember. I mean.
Like a couple $100 or?
It was cheap.
Yeah.
I had no money.
Yeah. You just moved
across
the country.
It's embarrassing what I moved across the country to. And I think Philly was like market 6 or something at the time. Mm. It was a big market.
Yeah.
And I moved across the country for no money.
Yeah. But
zero.
It was a good thing you did.
No, it worked out. But there's no doubt that was.
Well, we were such kids then.
That was
we were in our 20s.
That was a dice roll.
Mm. Well, it came up. It came up. Whatever a good dice roll is. What's a good one? Cat's eyes? No, snake eyes.
Is that good?
I don't know.
I thought that was bad.
I don't know what's good and what's bad.
Double sixes.
That's okay, what I was thinking. Sure. Sixes. Yeah, isn't six good?
I don't know. So anyway, this guy. It's not just this artist is selling a ton of these the grand old party.
Oh. Right.
Things.
My point was, there's a market for that.
Sure.
There's,
but he's also done paintings of Obama and with all famous Democratic presidents, and that flies off his shelves. His digital shelves. It has been for years.
That one guy is Gerald Ford. Someone sent us the picture with names for everyone.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And then, you can pay up to $1,700 for this, depending on how big and whether it's framed or. But it's just a print. It's funny. But the painting is hilarious. Like, it's just so...
Well,
like, get Nixon out of there. I mean, come on, man. Left the office in disgrace. What do you have him in there for? Come on.
Someone says, what about the cocaine on the table?
There's cocaine on the table?
What?
I'm trying to look. It's so small that I can't see.
I don't
see any cocaine on the table.
Did I give it back?
Yeah, you did. Here, I can't see that at all. We're looking at a black
and white. We'll have to pull it up in color later.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have that.
No.
He is tacky as hell, but he's not a drug guy.
Maybe that's for W.
No, he's not even a drinking guy.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah,
it.
W. It's in front of W?
No, I'm just saying maybe it's for W.
Oh, you can see it? It's not hand rolled cigarettes?
Can see it. Well,
they're napkins under the drinks. That's all.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
I'd like to think it's cocaine. I think that's
all right,
great.
What's the difference? Who cares?
Keeps people on their game. Kanye West is in Uganda, as we've discussed. He apparently loves meeting with presidents because he met with the Ugandan president.
Oh, he did?
He did. The guy's name is President Museveni.
What?
President Museveni. Museveni.
Right. Bless you. Whoa.
All that cocaine talk.
Yeah, I know. My nose was like, hello?
Itching.
Hello?
We're back.
Shouldn't
Not
he be working
back.
On
Did
a...
somebody say coke?
Shouldn't he be working on his album?
Kanye?
Well, yes. He is working on his album. He rented out that whole resort. He built a dome at the resort, and now he's going to build two more domes to record in. Anyway, they're meeting with the president of Uganda, and he's walking them around, and Yeezy gives him some sneakers. And
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's great. Kim said, I can't stay long because I got to get back to work. And the president said, what do you do? What's your job? And she said, I have a TV show, my sisters and my family, and they're waiting for me to get back. So I got to get back there. It gave them Ugandan names.
Yeah, what are they?
Kanye is Kanye Sigye, which means I trust, and Kim got Kemagisha, which means the one with blessings from God.
She bought those blessings.
I know. She bought them from her plastic surgeon. So let's see. Kanye, you know, because he's great at talking to presidents, as you know, he says that he thinks that the country should be more like Jurassic Park.
What?
And he wants to get involved in creating a tourism and hospitality school for higher education. He is set, let's see, he set up a dome to record his new album at the Chobe Safari Lodge. And he's thinking of adding two additional domes for work. He also set up a private gym, according to his specs. And he brought all kinds of healthy snacks with him. Hooman, you'll like this. Pistachios, almonds, kale chips, roasted chickpeas. He's also been rolling around the resort in a truck with a personalized license plate that says K West.
All right.
He also said to, I guess, to the Ugandan president, he wants seven children with Kim. And she said, no.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Do they know how long they're going to be there for?
Well, it was only supposed to be for a week, but it sounds like he's moving in. Museveni, the president, later tweeted, because presidents do that now, I held fruitful discussions with the duo on how to promote Uganda's tourism and the arts. I thank Kanye for the gift of white sneakers. It's very exciting. Oh, Hooman.
Yeah.
Mariah.
Oh, you want it?
Yeah. I finally found it. Let's do it.
Great news.
I know. Well, Hooman loves Mariah, so thought we should do it. She has announced a brand new album. She has an album coming out next month, so yay, just in time for Christmas.
Her last one didn't do well, though, did it?
Her last few haven't done as well. This will be her 15th studio album.
I think her sound is just
awful now.
Well, it's just too breathy and airy. I guess you could have got away with...
She can't sing like she used to. She used to be able to really sing. Like, her first couple albums, holy crap, she is amazing. Mm-hmm. But now everything's all... Let's see if this sticks with it. I think one of these we've heard already.
Which one do you want first?
GTFO.
All right. Do you want to tell everyone that, what that means? Or should we just play it?
Bleep out.
Get the bleep out.
All right. Here we go. All right.
It's another POS from Mariah.
It is.
No, here comes the best part.
Yeah, she stinks now.
Why does she need to say that? Why is she trying to appeal to the younger crowd?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the other ladies
cool to say
now
that aren't
cursing.
Get the F out.
That's...
Why don't you get the F out? Get the F out. So her new record is called Caution. It's her 15th studio album. It's coming out November 16th. And there is another song. Was this one have swears in it too?
No, this one has no swears.
This one's called With You.
Here it comes.
Yeah, it's like she damaged her voice or something. It's like she never opens it up wide ever anymore. Her first record, she's like the most soulful, amazing singer you've ever heard.
How about now?
No. Now she stinks. It's like a hollowed out version. Listen, she's still a better singer than I'll ever be, but yuck.
Well.
Comparatively.
That shouldn't stop you from criticizing her.
True that. Don't worry, it won't.
I mean,
I don't do that for a living.
That's what humans do.
Yeah.
Catch the ball! Like anybody could have caught that. Right?
You have one job, catch the ball!
Who is she doing it with?
That's
Are these just backup singers?
Yeah,
No, it's all her problem. She layers it over.
Seems so studio.
Anyway, congratulations on your new album. We'll hear that on November 16th. All right, that's going to do it. What's coming up, Vincent?
Oh, so much stuff. Let's see here.
All right.
You might be owed some money from if you are on those dating sites. I'll tell you exactly what's up there. Also, I never got to the Halloween story that I meant to. So, and more after these. What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is October. As I look up a few charities that might be worth your consideration, Breast Cancer Research Foundation is highly ranked. Also, National Breast Cancer Coalition Fund and Breast Cancer Prevention Partners, also highly ranked.
Oh.
It means the money that they take in is going out to do good and not paying employees. Sometimes overly paying employees, as we find out from these charities at a later date. So anyway, there are a few good ones out there. I looked up an article about how they're ranked, and so those are the names that I see as A+.
Oh, and that's what you want. If you're going to give money, you want it to be used all the right ways.
Certainly a worthwhile cause. Here's what's happening. The company that owns Christian Mingle, JDate, and other online dating sites is going to have to pay a $500,000 fine and nearly $1 million in restitution to customers whose subscriptions were automatically renewed and who were denied refunds when requested.
Oh.
So this is a ruling that just came down, and I can imagine the frustration that people feel when they're like,
so they were re-dinging you.
And then not letting people have their money back. Wow. And there's serious frustration in that. I'm sure that no one's going to get the money they deserve because their day was ruined while they were trying to fight with someone on the phone.
Right, about why they need to get, look, you hooked me up and my thing expired and I didn't want to renew it. So give me my money back. Give me my money back, you bitch.
Who hasn't spent...
And it's the principle of the thing, you know? I mean, look, people's money, you don't mess with that. You don't ding someone and then not give them money back.
That and their time.
Right.
The time thing. I just had to deal with one of our insurance company things and was on the phone and, okay, you're sure this person's on our plan? Yes. Okay, I'm calling you because I need you to confirm. I see it on paper. Now I'm asking you to confirm it. Thank you. Sure enough, it wasn't. Mrs. calls back, she goes, and the lady who answers goes, oh yeah, I see that you guys did call. Oh yeah, I'm really sorry. Mm. Sorry about that. Yeah, that person's not in your plan.
Was it the new baby?
It's the new baby. No. It was a doctor.
Oh.
That I had specifically cleared.
Right. I see
three
them
different
here in
ways.
The book.
I saw them on the website. They sent me a list of doctors and then I called them to triple confirm it.
Yeah.
And then that doctor wasn't on there. You just can't get that time in your life back.
No, you can't.
I want that time back, punk.
God, so, I hate when I have to pick up the phone and call a company. It's just like, it's you're already defeated. You're crushed before you even pick up the phone.
Ugh. Bogus. So, you know, hopefully some of those people see some money. I doubt it.
Probably not going to happen.
What would you give? Now, we've all heard your specific drinking formula that keeps you from having to have hangovers. We've heard that before.
I still get those, though.
You do?
Yeah, sure.
Even with all the Advils and the waters and the...
Yeah, you know. Huh. I'm getting old. Can't drink like I used to.
A new survey asked people what major things they'd be willing to give up if it meant they'd never be hungover again.
I don't know that I give up too much because I feel like I survive it. It's a good reminder of what a bad girl I was.
Yeah, you do get that guilt feeling.
Right. I can beat myself up all day the next day.
The weird thing is alcohol's way down on the list.
Well,
that you'd give up alcohol?
Yeah, because you wouldn't give up alcohol if you wanted to continue to have hangovers.
Right, but
what kinds of things are we talking? Like sweets? Because
your phone?
I feel like I don't do anything.
Watching.
I don't have anything to give up.
The number one thing was watching sports. They'd give up watching sports.
All right, I'll
take
that.
To not be hungover.
Oh my God.
Their dignity. They'd give up their dignity.
No.
By getting it on with someone unattractive. To never have a hangover again.
Just that one time?
So you have to bone someone ugly and then you never have a
hangover. Well, what came to my mind was that pig that you talk about. Oh,
no, we don't talk about it. Yeah. It was on a show.
Let's not talk about that.
Black Mirror.
And all I said was I would save you guys. That's all I said.
That's the worst one.
All right, move on.
Oh.
They'd give up social media to never be hungover again.
Oh, I don't know. It seems too extreme. I'm fine with being hungover.
Could you give up coffee to never be hungover again?
I'm telling you, I wouldn't give anything up.
Well, nothing so far.
Yeah. I'm fine.
Well, that sports thing I'll give up.
Netflix.
Yeah, I have no problem.
Could you give up
no, I couldn't. Could you give... Well, you don't drink it. You don't get hungover
I don't
anymore.
Have to worry about that
I mean, have you ever gotten a really bad hangover? You hardly drink.
Yeah, I think...
Did you get wasted in Cabo?
No, are you kidding me? I think when I was...
It was a bachelor party.
I know.
In Mexico.
Woo-hoo. He was too busy swimming in the pool.
I was.
And taking care of someone else.
Yeah, other people take
Listen
care
Listen to me.
Of and...
Who hasn't been to Mexico? You drink in the pool. That's what you do. The bars Pullman. Are in.
Dude, I wasn't going to say this, but
up to the bar.
Every single person in every car that wasn't the driver was drinking in the car.
Of
Everyone.
Course.
Like, nobody... Did not have an alcoholic beverage in their hand
right.
in every cab and every car.
So what's the problem?
I'm not a huge drinker. And the last time I think I can remember getting hungover, I think I was around
21 or 23.
So he's already given up all the things that could...
On the list of things people would be willing to sacrifice to never be hungover again, a stranger's life.
Oh.
They would kill a man.
Oh, God,
so they'd never be hungover again. And then alcohol's below that.
Well, they would. That's the one thing that
they would
be guaranteed.
Kill a man before they'd give up alcohol.
That's just silly.
To never be. Is it?
Yes.
Or are people just awful?
People are awful.
People are awful.
But killing a stranger, you know, no.
After giving up alcohol to never be hungover again is a fingertip, their dog or cat's life.
No.
And their cell phone.
Jesus. You'd give up your cat.
I don't know. I don't want him to get killed. I do love him.
Do you? As she rolls her eyes.
I know, in a weird way.
I do love him. I try to be nice to him, you know. He's so sad because my kid that loves him doesn't live with us anymore.
Mm.
I'm always like, hey, you got an apartment? Take the cat.
He won't, though?
No.
Well,
he's got a cat there. The one that stinks their whole house up and has ringworm.
Still there?
Yeah.
Right. Awesome. I know. Good for you. Mm. Halloween is a couple weeks. Is it so sad that October's just zipping past us?
I know.
It's October. It's mid-October already.
I know.
The other day, I'm watching sports of some kind, and they come on, and they're talking about the college football season. It's like 6 games in already. Mm. It's almost 7 games, I think.
Yeah.
It's almost over.
I know. It's crazy. Halloween is 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Right.
It's crazy.
A new survey asked people what costumes they think will be the most popular this year, and Fortnite is on the list for superheroes. Wonder Woman and Black Panther tops the list of.
Mm.
There's also Deadpool, Captain America, The Incredibles.
Oh. Yeah, it'll be fun to see what everyone wears this year.
Where's Pirates on that list?
The top three celebrity costumes are Stormy Daniels, Cardi B, and Donald Trump.
Oh.
What about Handmaid's Tale? Is that on there?
Oh, I bet you there's some
Handmaid's Tale. You gonna dress like that?
Sexy Handmaids. No, I told you. I got a NASA jumpsuit. And I just got, my PayPal just got hit, so I think they might have shipped it.
My favorite, I saw this picture. It's not my idea. I just saw it on one of the sites. I loved it, though. I actually LOL'd of all the things. So it's a picture of a really cute girl. She's wearing whatever she's wearing, right? And she's super cute. And she has a sign that says hashtag filter. And then it's her partner with a beard and a wig, a blonde wig to look like her. But he's obviously, you know, butt ugly by comparison.
Oh, hilarious.
And it says no filter. So get it.
Yeah,
no, I get
filter.
It.
The filter makes her look so pretty, sure, but then she so really cute. Looks like him.
Right.
And so they go like that. That's so cute, right?
We all filter.
Oh, look at him. He's butt ugly. And then he puts a filter on. Oh.
And he's a hot chick.
Adorable.
Oh, by the way, as we were sitting there just all so happy with the wonderful weather we're having, and we talked earlier today, yesterday was fantastic. 3,400 people here in the Bay Area still are without electricity as PG&E did a preemptive power shutdown to minimize the chance of downed power lines sparking a blaze. Well, we've got red flag fire conditions. So.
They are saying today, though, no wind, which is good.
Good news. That is really good news. Right. I may have to go do something right after work. We have a secret. Never mind.
We don't have Bryn. No one else knows how to do anything.
Yay! How about a fast fact?
I love that. Fast fact.
The people who created the MP3 used the same song over and over to test their compression. Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega.
Oh.
They picked it because, quote, a warm a cappella voice is the hardest thing to compress.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Oh, that's what that is? Hooman?
You wanted me to play that?
No.
Yeah.
It's time to play a game. Okay.
Okay, you playing with Hooman?
It's Hooman this time.
Okay.
Even though M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
However you say that.
Shyamalan's good.
Gets a lot of heat for making a bunch of bombs. All but one of his movies have been profitable. The only movie he ever made that lost money was...
Oh, boy. This is going to be tough.
The only...
Can I help him?
Sure, if you want to help.
Do you know?
Well, I don't know, but I'm thinking that The Airbender probably had a huge budget.
I was
going to
say The Airbender.
But what about that happening? You know, the thing with the trees?
Made money.
Did it?
Yeah.
What about Lady in the Water?
Oh, I like that movie.
I liked it, too. I didn't see it.
I'm going to say the last... I'm going to say
Night.
The...
Go on.
The Airbender one.
Last Airbender?
No.
Oh. All right, tell us.
Wide Awake in 1998.
I've never even heard of it.
Is the only movie he ever made that lost money. M. Night Shyamalan doing okay.
Yeah. I actually love a couple of his movies, but some of them are just...
It stars Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, Dennis Leary, Dana Delaney. I don't remember this movie.
It's a comedy.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Every single Snickers bar,
yes,
except the tiny Halloween-sized ones, are made in Waco, Texas.
Oh.
Waco.
Oh.
Where do they make the little ones?
I don't know, but Waco. Again, the only reason I did that, I'm like, Waco.
Yeah, Waco is such a mysterious place.
All of a sudden.
It's everywhere.
That's because of those two.
Yeah, Chip
clowns,
and Joanna.
The chores people.
Well, it's good for Waco that they're doing that show from there, because I really did think it was a Dust Bowl where David Koresh holed up. That
and
was
now,
all I knew about
people
it.
People actually line up to get into that
Magnolia
place that the two chores people are into.
The chores people.
Whatever.
Stop it. They're amazing.
They're the worst.
Design and construction. Lap board. Mm. Ship lap.
You're into that.
I love it.
All right.
I had that in my house long before Chip and Joanna.
Oh, you knew about shiplap long before they
long
ever.
Long before. Now it's going out.
Shiplap's
out? I have to redo
out?
My house. I don't know. People are saying that. But I see one more shiplap thing. Like, I don't know. I could never get so sick of shiplap.
Well, my thing about shiplap is if you do one room, let's say you do a bathroom, now you've got shiplap in the bathroom, but it's not, then the rest of the walls are bare. They look bare by comparison. Mm. You need to do it everywhere if you're going to do it at all. You don't think?
I don't know. I think it can be nice as a little accent somewhere.
In just
I think
one
that
little
especially
spot.
Like a little bathrooms, especially like half baths, they can be such little jewels. You can do whatever you want in there and just be like the
Did
special
Did you just call
place.
A bathroom a jewel?
Yeah, they can be beautiful.
That's
I
where
love
people...
half baths to
what?
Be special. Like it has some funky color, some great tile, or a little shiplap. Huh. I just think it's neat.
Okay.
Or it can just be a stark white box.
Right. Well.
Yeah, which is what you'd prefer, I guess.
Well, I mean, when you've got your decorating budget and you look at the things you're going to do, do you really go, you know that bathroom no one uses downstairs except the people who come by for the occasional visit?
Mm. Yeah.
We're going to put it there?
Can of paint is very expensive. That'll fit into your budget.
For the past few years, a handful of Arby's have served deer sandwiches during deer hunting season.
Oh, like where? Up north?
I don't know. Wherever deer. Probably Pittsburgh is a place I remember deers being plentiful.
Yeah.
And a hunting season being
I just never get offered venison. Isn't venison deer meat?
Mm-hmm.
I just never, you never see it anywhere. So you're saying Arby's will actually slice up deer and make that their roast beef?
This year, they're doing seared duck breast sandwiches during duck hunting season. Oh. Would you eat that from Arby's, a duck sandwich?
I really don't know if I'd eat anything from Arby's. I mean, Jon Stewart's taking such a giant poop on them. I feel like that place must suck.
What is that thing he says, Arby's?
Arby's. Isn't there anywhere else we can eat? Arby's. I love duck, and I would eat.
You love duck?
I think duck is delicious. It's like all dark meat.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem with it.
I love it.
It's all that stringy meat.
Yeah. The good stuff. Moist, fatty.
Stop it.
Stop it. I love it.
How about duck with anchovy? Would
duck
you do it?
Oh, God.
Would you do a duck with anchovy?
Not.
Sure, whatever.
Oh, you would?
I'd eat anything. I like them both.
Oh, God.
I like duck.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't say that anymore.
Which, but I like duck? That part? Just stop it. Oh, my God. You're such a baby.
Double sixes are called boxcars, says 707.
Oh, boxcars and snake eyes?
You gamblers. Just calm down.
Adorable.
You don't need to flex.
I like it.
You don't
it.
Need to be all flexy. I know what that is. Boxcars.
Yeah, what's a good roll, though? I don't know. You know, like if you roll the dice, what do you want?
Lucky. You want double sixes. That's backgammon.
Oh.
That's the only thing I know from dice.
Does it just depend on whatever game you're playing?
Well, in backgammon, you want double sixes.
Well, in backgammon, but so many other games.
Unless you're blocked and you can't move.
Oh, right.
Double anything is good in backgammon.
805 says no.
No what? What do we do now?
The wife was wearing a Rupert Murdoch mask. It was a joke, not a porn, showing Randy lovingly
railing Rupert Murdoch. Okay, thank you for remembering the right. Randy E.V. Quaid crazy story. They get all mixed up in our minds. Who has a Rupert Murdoch mask? Did they have to point that out? Like, so we were like, who's the random dude
Maybe
mask?
Maybe he was popular that year for Halloween.
Maybe.
650 says, Sarah, stop with the anchovy talk.
Anchovies are delicious.
It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
I'm going to start with Paul Allen, and then we'll move on from there.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.